Week 4 coaches shows here 92.1 KMZA continuing here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Crittenden Prophet here now alongside Doug Thompson of the girls basketball team for the Frankfort Wildcats. And I hear the Frankfort Wildcats here on the season 5-7 overall, looking to try to get back here in the winning column with Clifton Clyde upcoming here on Friday. Donovan West next Tuesday looking to snap here a 4-game losing streak. But coach, real quick, since the last time we spoke, you have played just an absolute array of teams. You take on Onega, Fairbury, both wins in those contests, but also the losses I mentioned. They are Central, Rock Hills, Hanover, and then now Axtell. Coach, what can you tell me about these last games for you and your team?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, before break, we kind of had Onega and Fairbury, and before Christmas there, and, you know, our offense was kind of, you know, still kind of a little bit sputtering, but, you know, I thought it was starting to get better, and then just kind of the last four games here, just having a hard time scoring the basketball, and, you know, I think it contributes to some of the tough teams with their, you know, with their Central going 4-0 in our Twin Valley League, and, you know, in Hanover and Axel just, you know, kind of were pretty aggressive, and we just didn't handle pressure very well, but going back and watching film, there is quite a few things that we can work on to try and get fixed. So,
and of course, you mentioned you're playing a lot of tough teams, teams that are, you know, one of the top ranked in the classification of state. I mean, the number one team in Class 1A, Division 2 in the Hanover Wildcats. I mean, how do you feel taking on some of these high-ranked teams, especially coming near closer to tournament time? Is it getting you prepared for that tournament to face again a couple of these teams maybe again?
Yeah, I mean, I think just the biggest thing is preparing, getting back to practice. I think we've kind of hit that where, you know, we've had a lot of games so far, so trying to get back to practice and just trying to, you know, fix a few things on the offensive side. And again, the girls continue to keep showing up to practice. They work hard. They want to get better. You know, we've been working pretty hard on the defensive end. And I think there's a few things that kind of stick out a little bit that I think, you know, that we can try to get rolling on the offensive end. And I think, you know, maybe getting Ashlyn Dollinghouse, getting her back as the point guard, you know, maybe we'll get her back next week. And I think that will really help.
You mentioned practice. I mean, how was that winter break for you? I know, like most other teams, they don't have, you know, games scheduled during the winter break. You did, though, the matchups there against those Nebraskan schools. So I can kind of throw that into the mix. How was that winter break for you and your team? What were some things that you attacked and worked on to improve here to the 2026 part of the season?
Yeah, you know, it honestly, it was a lot of fun. You know, I mean, kind of showing up and getting to play some games at 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock. I think it's just a little bit different. I think the biggest thing that us coaches talked about was not having school. You know, I think, you know, the kids come to school, they get into a routine and then they go play, but then just kind of, you know, waking up, getting on the bus and going to play was just a little bit different. But, yeah, and then just, you know, I think, yeah, just, you know, talking about, you know, just trying to correct a few things that we've got going on, you know, just on the offensive side of the ball, just kind of getting a little bit more knowledge about the ball and then just trying to, you know, being able to dribble and just continuing to kind of work on a few things there.
Upcoming here on your schedule, you have the Clifton Clyde Eagles coming up on Friday. Next Tuesday, you'll take on Donovan West, the Mustangs. So, Coach, what can you tell me about these upcoming opponents for you and your team, and how are you going to handle these and break that losing streak?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at Clifton Clyde, and I think the biggest thing is Sevi Wartz kind of sticks out there. You know, she kind of runs that team a little bit, and, you know, she's got a lot of speed. She's very good with the ball, and, you know, just keeping an eye on her and trying to shut her down, and teams still have trouble still doing, trying to do that. So, and then just kind of looking at Donovan West and, you know, again, they've got some pretty good guards, a couple good posts, and, just kind of overall a pretty good team. And for us, it's just kind of getting back to practice and just trying to handle a little bit of the pressure that teams have been forcing with us. And I think once we can do that, I think, you know, the girls will start finding some looks and start knocking some shots down and getting the offense going.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. Again, good luck here on your upcoming games, and we'll talk next Wednesday.
Okay, I appreciate it.
That was head coach of the girls basketball team at the Frankfort Wildcats, Doug Thompson. Again, this locker room chat here for the Frankfort Wildcats is brought to you by Wanklin Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank, Frankfort, and Community Health Care System.